Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixendor Kogules Show. My name is Nixendor Kogules, the namesake for this here podcast. Checking my analytics on Wavelake once again, it seems that my unscripted episode, that being episode 2, explain the software I use, is getting the most downloads on Wavelake, which I'm surprised is even happening in the first place. I guess it's because of the software I discussed on that specific program. Otherwise, episode 3 on YouTube is a monster with over 140 views. I think it's because of what I explained when it comes to AI and prompt engineering, which is the new computer programming, I think. That said, though, I'm having some issues with my script writing software, since I think the audio play module is broken. So I'm using the screenwriting module and seeing if that works. I'll keep you posted on it and see if that's what I need instead of the audio play module in Story Architect, my software of choice for this type of thing. Now, I had also used DeepSeek R1 recently. That is the MIT-licensed Chinese LLM making waves in the AI sphere right now, just even causing American AI companies like OpenAI, Microsoft, Google, and Oracle a hurt, just to name a few of them. That will come out tomorrow on Kogules Nation at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on YouTube, as per the usual for me now. I was surprised by the results of the prompt I gave it, specifically the 32 billion parameter model on Hugging Chat. Hugging Chat is essentially Hugging Face's very own ChatGPT clone, but it's free software compliant. With that in mind, my honest experience with DeepSeek is nothing more than fantastic, with a mostly unneutered model. The American AI companies need to take a page out of DeepSeek's book and actually make their models free software compliant. And not only that, but have open weights like DeepSeek's weights being open. The future of AI, in my opinion, is in decentralizing it and using free software AI tools, whether it be models, whether it be ChatGPT clones, whatever you think of. These tools need to be used by all people and given to all people for a chance, just for a chance, that people will become just left alone, private. Now, we don't want centralized AI because that would give a company a chance to milk people. And as a privacy advocate, I would not want my data milked. So I don't want that to happen anytime soon. For this week's episode, I want to get started real quick with an update from last week, in that I decided to mess around with Stable Diffusion for AI-generated art. I do understand the implications for a lot of different industries when it comes to AI-generated things, as some people are quite apprehensive of it on multiple levels. In my personal opinion, as long as you use it for your own personal reasons and not use it maliciously, that's one thing I'm all in for. You could tell by my use of it when I talked about it in my community post, and including what I did for Kogules Nation, generating a logo and banner for the channel, which thankfully was disclosed on their community tab, though I oversee the entire operation of that channel. I wanted to disclose it out of my own free will, so people know that if they want to make a better version of the logos I AI generated and sent them to me, I am all for that. If you do, I would be very happy to credit you for it as my only payment, maybe a service in what I am skilled at. Since I can't support you monetarily right now for personal reasons. Just know that I won't be using AI maliciously, but as a showcase on what I'm looking for an artist looking to do something for the Kokyo's Nation community, as well as this one here. In my defense, when it comes to AI, I personally like to use it as a tool rather than to replace anything, as I'd honestly replace AI-generated things with human-made work. However, since I can't monetarily do that at the moment, as explained earlier, I'll be using AI-generated things in some areas in order that I go ahead and show you what I am looking for. Now, to be fair, this only has to do with AI-generated art. This is what I try to do and not use it with the intent on causing harm to someone's reputation. I get it, using AI only instead of humans, maybe with AI help, is a bit of a gray area in some sectors of entertainment. And I understand the sentiment. In my case, however, since I use it for my personal defenses, as described earlier, I do intend on potentially leveraging it to help people who want to make art for me on what my preferences are, which is why I instructed the Kokyo's Nation guys to post the prompts I used in the community tab for a current PFP on the channel. Next up will be what I'm doing musically, since I would discuss that anyway here on this show. I had completed two projects, both of which were off camera, though I would still like to do what Ben Jordan did and just make music without speaking about my thought process. I tried to do it, but I didn't have the motivation for it at the time. However, I would still like to do it when I find the motivation to just spontaneously pull it off. I'm a spontaneous kind of guy when it comes to starting projects, but as I'll explain in a bonus episode exclusively on Wavelake, I plan for my releases in a unique way. By the way, most mainstream musicians, if not all of them, release their work using this method, and that's what I do too. You can check the link in the show notes if you're on the YouTube version to listen to that bonus episode, as I intend on releasing it about an hour after this one drops at 5 p.m. PST today over on Wavelake or any other podcast 2.0 player, since Wavelake is my host. As for the release of the music projects that I had talked about, I decided to release them on Friday, February 7th, 2025, even though one of them might not be so worthy of it. However, after checking my mathematical proof, I think things will work out. For my rap piece, I decided to do a boom bap piece, though without your standard boom bap lyrics, since I'm not the type of guy to write what is called dirty rap, which is essentially mainstream rap today. Talk about degeneracy used in a normalized manner, because we deserve what we tolerate. What I don't tolerate, I won't engage with. Simple as that. Speaking of rap, when I did it back in 2017 with two badly produced EPs, I tried different styles of it, though I had decided upon experimental rap as my primary subgenre since 2024 as a result of me personally getting back into it after a long hiatus. I may eventually combine bossa nova and rap on YouTube as I had done on Wavelake. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can check the link in the show notes on YouTube to find my self-titled EP and listen to the Wavelake exclusive track called Desperate Yokai, in which I made a Toho-style rap composition that incorporated bossa nova comping and composition techniques.
Gonna be heroin, humble, and gonna be visioning patterns. Getting desperate for my hope, gonna stop at nothing. Gonna whip some butt like Remu, while more than ruthless. Gonna be sore, hurt, and healing, be more than reckless.
YouTube listeners, that was indeed Desperate Yokai. A little preview of that. You're welcome. Now, for this next section, I want to cover a recent roofie that Lewis Rossman talked about on his YouTube channel, which will be linked in the show notes. That is specifically with Final Draft, a screenplay and script writing software that is proprietary and digital restrictions managed, or DRM'd, out the wazoo. Basically, they revoked those who bought a lifetime license of Final Draft 10 because the company claims, "We don't want the security of your users to be compromised." Bull spit. This is why with proprietary software, you'll eventually not own it and rent it. And they'll revoke the license you hold at any one time. This is what Final Draft started doing with their customers. From the Consumer Action Task Force's article on it, linked below, this is essentially a scheme where they plan to make it deprecated. The company decided to start this scheme recently because they noticed that people were using Final Draft version 10. And they needed to milk their customers out of money even more. So they decided to shut down the activation servers for version 10 in June of 2025 to force people to use FD13, which is the latest version at the time of recording. This is why I use Story Architect, but I may decide to try Trailby version 2.4, since the developer implemented Python 3 for it recently. Boy, will that be fun to learn as a scriptwriter, personally speaking. I might not have any issues with it compared to Stark, though. I would personally love if I could continue using Stark. Don't get me wrong, I do. But this is despite a weird visual bug that I would like dealt with. Speaking of, the bug is simply whenever I load a project, which is in an audio play module issue, as I had said. When I load up an audio play, it turns into lines of 1, 2, or 3 letters for every single line, which I think is a bug I found on Linux using the app image. If you use Stark and encounter this bug on Mac or Windows, also let me know if I'm not alone with that. I find it weird that my script writing software of choice has this weird visual glitch that I'd like to see fixed sometime soon. I'll probably have a bug report posted wherever I need it so I could have the developer look into it and rectify it. I had to delete all the previous scripts for my episodes as a result of this bug, and I'll probably end up rewriting each of the previous episodes so I could potentially use those for subtitles in the future. However, as I had said, I had also considered Trailby, though it's completely different from Stark, and I'll have to learn how Trailby works. Maybe I'll do one of these days and compare it to Stark. Before I go any further with this, though, I actually was the one that added a section in the alternatives subsection on the article on Final Draft. I was the one that added Stark and Trailby with the proper protocols on how you contribute to this wiki. It'll be on wiki.rossmangroup, Rossman with two N's, .com. Well, if you go to the Final Draft article and scroll down to the alternative section, you'll find that I placed in the free Libre open source software options, which again are Stark and Trailby. You're welcome, Lewis. Remember that demo that I was talking about with a Toho-style piece that would be essentially 60s-inspired? That's a demo of it. Now, I would like to mention that many people simply don't know how to ask questions for this podcast, should they have any, and this concerns me, as that was the primary purpose of this podcast. However, I understand if you're apprehensive to using Marshmallow QA for privacy reasons, and want to find an alternative to it. That I was looking into when I got the chance. Suffice it to say, Marshmallow is very popular among virtual streamers and content creators, and that is why I specifically chose it. However, I will need to eventually look for another option so people can easily ask questions there. I have considered using something called Feedka, which is essentially an open source alternative to Marshmallow QA and paying question box. And yes, it's under AGPL3. I had already made an account using the business email, so it will be linked in the show notes if you want to use that instead of Marshmallow. Now, I'll still need to learn Feedka, but if you have any other ideas, feel free to let me know in the comments, whether they be on YouTube, Wavelake, or Fountain. Unfortunately, I am out of time for today's episode. You can take a look at each and every episode every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. These will be on YouTube and in podcast format on Wavelake and its podcast 2.0 companions like Fountain, or Podverse, or even AntennaPod. That said, I am out of time once again for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.